The following is intended for mature audiences only. Discretion is advised.
Because I was topless in an airplane bathroom. And I'm going to tell you, I've had some exciting times in my life, but that was the first time. I've never been naked on an airplane. I don't think. No. Yeah, confirmed.
Hey, everybody. It's Teresa. Welcome to Exaggerated. Let's get into it.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Exaggerated. I'm so glad that you're here. I hope you guys had a great week. I had like the craziest, busiest week, which is so good because when I'm busy, that means I'm making money. That means I have auditions. That means there's family around. That means there's fun things going on. But oof, mama me, the bad luck I've been having. I know that doesn't sound like an exciting topic, but I feel like the theme of this episode is going to be centered around bad luck. Is bad luck real? Is because I've been thinking so much about it. And I'll tell you, I have three specific sort of like mini stories that have all happened in the last like 2 to 3 weeks. And I'm like, am I in like a bad luck chunk? Like, am I in like a little rut of luck? Because generally speaking, I feel like a pretty like lucky person, I would say. And I should preface that with saying, like, I also hate when people are like, you know, it, like, I don't know, like say you get a promotion and then somebody goes, wow, you're so lucky you got that promotion. Like, what? No, it's not lucky. Like, you probably are really good at your job and you networked like crazy and you worked really hard and then you applied for the promotion and then you did all the classes required to get the promotion. Like, it's probably not that lucky. Like, you probably made it happen. So this being episode 13 too, I was like, oh, like some like hotels don't have a 13th floor. If you don't know that fun fact, next time you're in a hotel, look at the floors and it'll go 11, 12, 14 in an elevator. Because like, yes, there is a 13th floor, but they don't call it the 13th floor because like unlucky. I don't know, just a little architectural facts for you. But like, okay, so I'm going to tell you guys all of the, it's like misfortune and bad luck that has been surrounding me in the past 2 to 3 weeks. And I'm curious as to know why. And I feel like if I speak this episode into the universe, then maybe it will like come to fruition, like why I'm like dealing with this kind of like season. I should ask my astrologer what's going on. But let's just say one of the stories ends with me naked on an airplane in a coat. So, you know, it's stick around for that. But let me move this thing so I can see what's going on. Oh, okay, I see. So let me just fix this. Hold on. I'm sure we'll edit that. Okay, cool. So first thing that I think is really crazy is like, do you ever have, like you can answer me, but you can DM me. Do you ever have like a bad luck item? Like you buy a new shirt and you're like, I love this shirt so much. This shirt is so me. I can't wait to wear it every single day. And then every time you wear it, you stain it. Or like every time you wear it, a button pops off. Or and you're like, what is going on with this shirt? And then you have other clothes that like you don't even think twice about. Always look good on you. Always stay clean. You couldn't stain it. Oh, excuse me. I'm tired. Like you couldn't stain the shirt if you tried, right? And like, so I feel like that's what has been happening to me with this makeup item. So I have this like, it's It Cosmetics CC cream that I use in case you're interested. I love this stuff. It has SPF in it. The color, the coverage can be like as buildable or as sheer as you want it to be. So I just use that as like my usual go-to. I put like regular moisturizer on, regular sunscreen. Then I put that. It's like, it's almost like a tinted moisturizer, but it's a little heavier. Anyway, I have bought this item for probably the past like 3 years. I've used this for a really, really long time. Okay. I have probably only bought it maybe once or twice a year. Like there's so much in the tube that like I always have one or I always have a little bit left. Like it's not that serious and I don't really use it every single day. But I have bought this item 3 times. You heard me right. 3 times in the past 2 months because I keep losing it. What? Like, why is, like, what is it about this product that all of a sudden, I literally just got a fresh one before we went on our vacation, used it on the vacation. I was like, great, this is going to be, because I don't even wear it that much in the summer. I was like, oh, summer's coming up. I'm not going to replace this until like after Christmas, which like, I guess is probably gross because maybe it expires. I should look. Skincare and makeup expires, guys, whatever. I don't look at any of that shit. But, I feel like you use it up before it expires usually anyway. I guess the only time I would look at an expiration date is if it was like in my drawer and I was like finding it and it was brand new and I was like, wait, what's this? And it was like expired 7 years ago. I'd probably throw it out. But anyway, this makeup is lost. It will not stay with me. It doesn't want to be with me anymore. So I'm like, and I'm like a moron when it comes to like, things being like meant to, like sometimes I'll be like, you know what? Maybe it's just not meant to be. Maybe it's just not meant to be my product. And I'm usually fine with that. And I can move on and get something different because I'm like, this stuff is obviously like bad luck. It doesn't want to stay with me. But this is like my favorite face stuff. Like, why am I losing it? What is going on? I feel like it's the universe being like, embrace your sunspots and your wrinkles and just we're getting the makeup out of here. Like, it's the only thing I keep losing. It's like a brand new, and it's probably like $40 or $50. I don't even know the exact price because I had a gift card the last time I got it. So maybe that's why, because like, it's not even, I don't know, it's gone. Okay, so that's been like a little bad lucky, and everything else is in my makeup bag. Like the littlest, dirtiest old Q-tip is like still there from the time I fixed my eyeliner. Like, so dumb. But then, okay, so I was like, I'm kind of in a bad luck rut, whatever. Then we're on our way back from our trip. Okay. And I feel like I haven't really done a trip pod yet because I don't even think I've processed our trip. We like had a literal traumatizing flight on the way home, which is the story I'll tell you about. And then I got home and like went straight back into work, and then my parents were here and then my husband's parents were here, and then it was like Mother's Day. It was like, it was just like chaos in our house. So I feel like we got home from the trip and I like did all this laundry, and then I was just like, oh, okay, we're back to regularly scheduled programming. But on the way home, oh my God, am I going to yawn enough in this episode? I wonder if I'm making people yawn. Yawns are contagious. Anyway, freaking, oh my God, this story. I'm like, I don't even think I've processed it completely yet because I was in like mom mode. So I just had to kind of like buckle down and like, and one thing about me is that I, when something like crazy is happening, like say like you're driving and it's a huge snowstorm, like some people might be like, ah, and like be nervous about that. I like zone right in, get super rational. Like if somebody gets injured near me, I can like be like, okay, we should call 911 and try to get a bandage. And like, I'm not like an expert in things, but I like get rational really quick. So we board the plane from a bus when we left Portugal. Gigantic plane. I have not been on a plane this big. Oh my God. In over 10 years, like even flying abroad, it's been like four planes or like, oh my God, I guess I'm yawning. What's wrong with me? It's because I'm not breathing properly. That's what people say. I had an acting teacher that used to be like, you're not yawning because you're tired. You're yawning because you're using oxygen wrong as you're breathing. And I was like, you sound crazy. I think it's probably because it's midnight and we're still doing Othello, you know? But anyway, so we board the plane. We board the plane from a bus. It's not the greatest bus ride, but like it was kind of fine. And I get really motion sick, so I usually like notice those things, but it didn't seem like it was a problem, right? My child is fine. My husband's fine. We get off the bus. We walk up onto the plane. As we board the plane, now we were like some of the last to get on because, well, one, we always try to be last with a toddler because like let them run around the airport like crazy before you lock them into this tube for 7 hours. But we were just running late because we were late. But we're like some of the last people to get on the plane. And as we're approaching our seat, my daughter starts coughing. And it's this little, she's only two, so it's like, it's like a little cough. And I'm like, that's weird. And it was like clicking as it was happening, because the only time my daughter gets motion sick in the car, she'll cough first. But then I was hearing her cough and it sounded like something was stuck in her throat. And I was like, she hasn't eaten anything since like before we walked to the tunnel to like board this bus. So then it's all clicking that she's coughing. She's coughing. Sounds like there's something stuck in her throat. Now, this is all happening in my head at the speed I'm telling you it now. Like, I'm telling you the speed now, but it was all happening like rapid fire, obviously. Because then all of a sudden I hear, and she projectile vomits straight onto me, onto my neck. I was wearing a V-neck tank top, all down my shirt, not to be graphic, trigger warning, oranges and pizza, hot down my chest. And I was like, oh my God, what's happening? I wanted to cry. And like I said, in these weird moments, I click into rational. I was like, zoop. I was like, done, ready to go. It's fine. I got to get to it. And then they're literally like telling people like, put your seatbelts on, like time for the safety, whatever it is, presentation. So I'm literally in the back of the plane in the bathroom while they're doing the safety presentation. Okay, this plane is like about to take off. I'm soaked in vomit. Thankfully, because I'm soaked in it, my baby child wasn't really soaked in it. She kind of like went forward. So I was able to like take her sweatshirt off her because it was only like on the front of her shirt a little bit. I am soaked in vomit to a point where I've never felt such a sensation before in my entire life. And it's obviously her. So like, I just want her to be okay. She's so pale. She's standing on the toilet in the little airline bathroom going, mommy, sorry, mommy. And I was like, oh my God, no, you don't have to say you're sorry. I was like calm and collected, but my face definitely was like hung open. Like, I don't know what the hell to do. And then I immediately think to like crazy sci-fi movie. And I'm like, what if the people around us don't want to sit there because now they like think it's germs, or they think it's a flu, or they think it's like we've been poisoned, like who knows, right? Like what these people think, do you know what I mean? Like, and then I'm like, oh my God, what if they don't let us on the plane? Like, cause I don't know, how does it work with bodily fluids? Like if you just get on a plane and start throwing up or peeing or you, like what happens? They're gonna like kick you off, or like maybe not kick you off in an aggressive way, but they're gonna be like, hey, like get off the plane. You're like sick. You can't be like sick all over this plane. So I'm like taking my time to like really clean it up. I don't have another shirt with me at the time, but thank God I get freezing cold on planes because I had a long sleeve shirt in like the carry-on bag. And I always have extra clothes for my daughter because like you always think they're going to like spill something on themselves or poop on themselves, or like you don't really think of the projectile vomit, but I guess now I think about it. There's so many things as a parent that you only have to experience one time to then remember it forever. Like I will now, my daughter is 2, until she is 22, I won't be packing her bags probably, but you know what I mean. Oh, her growing up is sad, makes me sad. But like every time I pack a bag for her now, I will have 17 outfits for both of us. We will be going somewhere when she's 6 and it'll be like a quick weekend to Florida. And I will go with a carry-on bag that has 17 snowsuits in it, just in case we need to change into them, because I'm so afraid now to not have something. So I switch into this like long sleeve shirt that I had. I'm like, okay, great. And then we're like, does she have food poisoning? We're like, does she, like, we're trying to like figure out like, why is she sick? And then we're like, wait, the bus, like we boarded from the bus. She gets motion sick. Like, I bet it's the bus. So we're like, okay, she has some apple juice. She wanted some crackers. So we were like, okay, maybe she's fine. Tell me why we're about to take off now. No, wait, we already took off. So we must have been about to like level off. Oh yeah. It was like right after we like leveled off and were able to take our seatbelts off because she wanted to come into my lap and like lay on me. So she comes into my lap. Now this is a nighttime flight. We flew out at night. So she like wants to go to bed. Perfect. We're thinking, okay. She lays on me, rolls her head to the side, covers me a second time in vomit. No warning, no cough, no pale face. I'm standing there shocked. Now she was sitting on me. Again, she went forward. So there's not a drip of anything on her. It's all over my shirt. My pants are now wet. I was like, it's time to pray. It's time to become a religious person. Because I don't have another way out. I can't logic myself out of vomit-drenched jeans. I'm gonna need Jesus, you know? So that was immediately when I got baptized on the plane and then decided to move forward with my prayers. And I said, oh, dear Lord, I don't know how to pray, but how are we supposed to finish this 6.5 hour flight if everybody's covered in vomit? And my poor husband is sitting there just looking at us both like, yeah, and like, he felt obviously so bad for my daughter, so bad for me, but like, what are you supposed to do, right? So that shirt's gone. I'm like, okay, what do I do? Oh, and then at that point, the bra needed to be gone too because it went through 2 times. I was like, this is too much. I clean up my baby child and I get her settled. And then I go into the bathroom and I wipe myself back down. And the flight attendants were giving me like what they call Santa cloth, like the thing that you wipe a seat down with. Okay. So at least it's like an antibacterial element. So that's like fine. I'm wiping that on my body. I'm like, this is probably like going to be so drying and gross for my skin. And now I'm naked. I'm 100%. If you're listening to this podcast because you got a weird kink and you beat off to my annoying raspy voice rambling on and complaining every week, that's your problem. But now is going to be the time because I was topless in an airplane bathroom. And I'm going to tell you, I've had some exciting times in my life, but that was the first time. I've never been naked on an airplane. I don't think. No, I haven't. Yeah, confirmed. But I was feeling, and I was like, I don't know what to do. So I end up going back. I have to leave the puke clothes on for a little while longer. I rinse them on me. So now I'm just like wet. So it's like half puke, half airplane water, which isn't airplane sink water also puke? Like it's kind of the same thing. So I've now rinsed myself in the airplane puke water and I go back out and I like nudge my husband and I'm like, I need your jacket. I need your coat. Cause my coat was like a leather coat, like a little leather, like cropped moto jacket. And I couldn't put that over my naked body. Like imagine I'm sitting on the plane, like a reject from Vegas in a cropped moto jacket. They're like, are you wearing a crop top, miss? You still smell like puke. What's happening? So my husband's was like a denim, like cotton, big jacket. So I take that in the bathroom, I button it all the way up over my naked self. And that's how I sit for the rest of the plane ride. And then I'm worried that my daughter's going to throw up in her sleep. So I kept her on me upright. And then she threw up 2 more times, but we finally got into like a rhythm with it where like she would like wake up, cough a couple times, her face would go pale and we would put the bag in front of her mouth. And then the very last time we think we're all set, right? We're like, it's done. Whatever, let's just get home. The plane lands. It hits the cement. It lurches forward. My daughter looks up at me and goes, Mommy, Bayi. Like belly, Bayi. Mommy, Bayi. And I reach my hands out because I knew there was no time to get a bag. And I caught the 5th installment of her insides. And if that's not a bout of bad luck, I'm like, okay. As I'm reflecting, okay, I have a lot of great things in my life. I feel very lucky. Things really work out for me a lot, I feel like. But these last few weeks, I'm like, I'm losing my makeup. I got vomit all over me. And then today, okay. So finally we get home. We get home from this. This woman picks us up. For the transfer from the airport to our house. I'm now car sick in the car because I'm always car sick. So now I'm in the car, in like the Uber on the way home, car sick, with my daughter's car sick all over me. So it was like an actual nightmare trying to not, like, you know, you're, like when you're sick in a car, you start breathing deeply. I was breathing deeply and like only smelling vomit. I was like, and scene. and we're done. And okay, universe, got it. I don't know what you want me to do. Just let me know. Because at this point, I'd shave my head because we got to change this energy. So then today, okay, this is my third, things come in threes. So hopefully my bad luck will be over. I go to the hardware store today to buy paint. More on this another time. I'm buying paint because I asked somebody to do this project for me and they quoted me $700 and I'm stubborn and I'm handy and I'm cheap. And I said, thank you, sir. I'm so glad your rate is $700. I will be doing the project myself. And he probably was like, what? And I was like, oh yeah, I know how to do it. I just am lazy, but I'm not rich. So I respect that that's your rate, but it's not for me. I gotta go. So now that brings me to the hardware store. Doesn't matter. It's a story for another time. I'll tell you guys more about it when I'm actually doing the project. But anyway, we leave the hardware store. Myself, my baby child, an Ernie from Sesame Street stuffed animal, a bag with paint cans in it, my purse. Can I carry all of this? No. Is it way too heavy? It is. But we only have a block and a half to where I parked. We'll figure it out. It's a busy street. I wanted my baby child to be safe. She wanted to be carried. I said, you know what? It'll even be faster. Let's just go to the car. I walked to the car. I'm under the subway because the subway, like in some areas, goes up like a bridge. So it's above you. And I feel liquid on my body, on the side of me. And I have a long sleeve shirt on. Think again. I'm baptized in the airline bathroom because Jesus helped me because I was in a long sleeve shirt and I feel water and my child's on the right side of me and I feel the water on the left side of me. And I said, huh, that's gross. It's probably a drip from the subway. And as I'm saying, oh my gosh, wow, that's water from the subway. It's clicking. Why did it feel warm and hot and wet and chunky? And it's because it was pigeons and they shit all over me. You can't even make this stuff up. You can't write this, okay? So I'm standing under the subway, literally aghast. And again, my rational brain, too rational for my own good, clicks back on and I go, okay, let's look at the child. There's nothing on her. There's like a little flick on the sleeve of her jacket. She looks down on it. She looks up at me and she said, birdie poop. And I was like, oh yeah, girl, birdie pooped and it's hot and it's chunky and it's a lot of birdies pooped. I think about one family of birdies and the daddy's mistress is who pooped. That's how much poop there was. It was two married adults, a side piece, and three children. You know, that's who jumped on my shoulder. So thankfully we were headed to the car. We were close to the car. I have Clorox wipes in the car. I have wipes in the car. I made sure to wipe off my child's jacket. I took my shirt and Ernie was covered in pigeon shit. He was sacrificed with the shirt. And we went home and immediately showered and washed anything we could and threw out anything we could. And everybody says that's good luck. So maybe that's my third, you know, ram, bam, bam of luck. And maybe it's done now. Maybe my bad luck rut has come full circle with a pigeon dump. I don't know. So hopefully that's not too graphic of an episode for you guys. Hopefully that's not too many fluids being discussed, but I figured let's keep them all in one. So we're not all of a sudden on 6 weeks of a podcast talking about fluids out of myself and my child and birds, you know? So we'll get into the ick and the love and then I'll leave you guys to it. The ick and the love is a little bit coordinated today. I went for a nail appointment and I love getting my nails done. Well, I love having my nails done. The love is having nails, having them nice, having a gel manicure, feeling, ooh, so fresh, feeling like I could walk into a store and buy a diamond ring and it would look like the commercial on my hand. Okay. I'm into that. But the ick is sitting to get your nails done. I know how spoiled and entitled that sounds because you're like, you don't have to do it. Just don't sit there. I get so bored. I can't sit still. The lady and I talked the whole time. You're like, no, oh, you do? Oh, we thought you went there and shut the hell up for 5 minutes. Nope, not me. We go and we chat, and she's very sweet, but man, I sit there and like you don't have your hands, so it's hard to look at your phone, and you don't even want to look at your phone because you're meant to be relaxing, but because they're like grinding away at your hand and you can't look at your phone, it makes you feel like you're going to miss something on your phone. And I always try to go when the salon is not busy, so I try to be there like Tuesday at 11 o'clock. So then I feel like, oh my God, I'm probably getting the email that is like a life-changing Oscar-winning film role, and I can't use my hands right now, so they're going to give it to somebody else. And turns out I always just open my phone back up and it's like just marketing emails from various stores I shopped at in the last 11 years. So maybe I should just get over it. Sounds like it's a me problem. You guys are awesome. I'm so glad that you're listening, engaging with the show. Enjoy it. Let me know what you're thinking. Always send me DMs and messages. I love you all so much. And have a great week. Remember, it's all a little bit exaggerated.
This has been Exaggerated. Thanks for sticking around till the end. Follow me on social media at Timo Lynn. That's TMOLYNN. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Oh, and join the conversation by emailing me at exaggeratedpod@gmail.com. Until next time, don't forget, it's all a bit exaggerated.